Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about how officials are reacting and people are preparing as Montana sees its first cases of the novel coronavirus. It's Monday, March 16th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Governor Steve Bullock has ordered all public K-12 schools in the state to close for 2 weeks following additional in-state cases of the novel coronavirus. About half a dozen patients have tested presumptively positive for the illness. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
In a press release Sunday afternoon, Bullock said the step was taken to slow the spread of the virus and that the state will work with schools in order to determine next steps. The state received a waiver from the U.S. Department of Agriculture last week that will allow schools to set up grab-and-go stations to provide breakfast and lunch for students who need it. Bullock told schools to work to address all other issues related to school closures, such as internet access for remote learning. He also encouraged employers to be generous with paid and sick leave for their employees. A few schools made the decision to close their doors ahead of Bullock's order. Box Elder, Rocky Boy, Elder Grove, and Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal School Districts all announced 2 week to indefinite school closures over the weekend. Bullock is also calling for people to avoid gatherings of 50 people or more. He's scheduled to host a press call Monday morning to detail his orders. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Several ski resorts employing hundreds of Montanans announced this weekend they're ending lift service early amid peak season. Rachel Kramer reports they're responding to recommendations from public health officials about limiting crowd sizes in an effort to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus.
Big Sky woke to a fresh layer of powder Sunday morning, but by afternoon, resort officials announced the season would end early. Taylor Middleton, COO and president of Big Sky Resort, says March is peak season, serving spring breakers and thousands of guests who have been affected by this decision.
Sometimes the right decision is a hard decision, and this was a really hard decision, but we're absolutely convinced it's the right thing to do for our community, for our guests, and for our state.
He says the decision to close now rather than April 19th follows health officials' recommendations for social distancing and industry trends. Austria and Switzerland recently closed all ski areas. On Saturday, Colorado's governor ordered all downhill skiing operations to shut down for a week. Lodging at Big Sky will remain open until March 22nd to allow current guests to change their travel plans. Food outlets will remain open based on specific needs and a commitment to social distancing. The spa and all retail and rental shops have ceased operations.
We've assured all of our seasonal workers that we will have work for them or compensation for them for this coming week.
Middleton says Big Sky Resort employs around 1,800 people and that the resort provides housing to several hundred seasonal employees. Middleton says they're being encouraged to make plans to return to their families or permanent housing as soon as possible. Soon after Big Sky's announcement Sunday, Bridger Bowl Area and Whitefish Mountain Resort also said they would close for the season. Bridger Bowl said it would pay employees their scheduled wages through the planned closing date of April 5th. Whitefish is offering work assignments for seasonal employees through their scheduled work periods. Red Lodge Mountain suspended operations for a week. Its seasonal and year-round employees will be paid during that time, according to an email from the marketing team. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Several tribes in Montana declared states of emergency over the weekend following the confirmation of presumptive coronavirus cases in the state. Kayla Jaroche reports.
Tribal leaders on the Crow, Northern Cheyenne, Rocky Boys, Fort Belknap, and Blackfeet reservations had all declared states of emergency as of Sunday evening. Some of the declarations emphasize that tribal governments are working with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Service to address local needs. The declarations urge various forms of social distancing and encourage non-essential tribal employees to work from home over the next 2 weeks. Work-related travel for tribal employees is suspended on most reservations. Tribes are advising members who've traveled out of state or into potentially contagious areas, like sports tournaments, to self-quarantine for 14 days and avoid leaving the reservation again. Some tribes issued guidance about school closures ahead of Governor Steve Bullock's announcement late Sunday that all public schools would close for 2 weeks. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
From postponed concerts to virtual campaign events, Rachel Kramer reports businesses and politicians across Montana are changing plans following detections of multiple in-state cases of the novel coronavirus.
Some businesses are following public health officials' recommendations to limit crowd sizes in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19 by canceling events or temporarily closing. Logjam Presents, Montana's largest entertainment and production company, announced Saturday it would postpone all live events at the Rialto in Bozeman and the Wilma and Top Hat in Missoula for the next 30 days. Some ski areas ended the season early and several casinos closed for 2 weeks. Other businesses are offering new services to reduce in-person contact. Country Bookshelf, a bookstore in Bozeman, announced free doorstep delivery to residents and a central drop-off point 2 to 3 times a week in Livingston. Northwestern Energy is closing its walk-in customer service centers. It's also keeping the lights on for people facing disconnections due to non-payments. The Montana Department of Corrections has suspended visitation, as have some nursing homes. The Montana Supreme Court will use video and telephone conferencing as much as possible. State government groups are canceling meetings and advising staff to work from home. Several people running for state office have also suspended public events for March, including Democratic gubernatorial candidates Whitney Williams and Mike Cooney. As of Sunday afternoon, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Fox's meet and greet in Hamilton, set for this Wednesday, had not been canceled on Facebook. Neither were events for Democratic senatorial candidate John Muse. Democratic congressional candidates Tom Winter and Kathleen Williams have opted for telecampaigning. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Missoula County health officials continue their intensive investigation into the first two local COVID-19 cases announced Saturday evening. The two patients are now isolated in their homes. Now health officials need to track down who the two have recently been near. And as Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports, they could use some help.
Are you a nurse? Maybe a retired nurse who could use a little extra income, or a recent nursing school grad? If so, Missoula County Public Health officials would like to meet you.
We are trying to get more nurses, so we need registered nurses to apply to help work on this incident.
That's Missoula City County Health Department Incident Commander Cindy Farr. Farr says the department is staffing up to identify anyone who may have been in close contact with the two patients announced presumptively positive for COVID-19, as well as those who are almost certain to be diagnosed in the future. Farr says they've tried to hire more nurses to help, but without much luck so far.
We need as many as we can get to apply. We have had very minimal response at this point. Definitely contact our human resources at Missoula County because we do expect that this is going to generate quite a workload, and so we're trying to get extra staff in to help with that.
Farr suspects other local healthcare facilities have hired lots of nurses as they also prepare for more COVID-19 cases. Missoula City County Health Department Director Ellen Leahy says the agency has enough money in reserves so she doesn't have to worry about how to pay for the additional hires.
We're pretty frugal, so we don't spend wildly, but I did have to tell the staff a couple weeks ago, start spending that money, and they said, you don't usually say that, and I said, that's correct. Start spending that money.
Missoula officials predict the next few weeks will be challenging and disruptive, but that all essential services will continue. Missoulians, meanwhile, are asked to help one another whenever possible. Fight the impulse to hoard. Avoid large public gatherings and close contact, all while practicing good fundamental hygiene. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana public health officials are ramping up recommendations to avoid large crowds and work from home following a weekend announcement of 6 in-state presumptively positive cases of the COVID-19 illness. The illness is caused by the novel coronavirus. Missoula's COVID-19 incident commander Cindy Farr said in a Sunday press conference there will be more cases, but warned against panic.
This isn't a time to be hysterical. about it. We are responding in the best way that we can.
Over the weekend, the governor's office reported individuals in Yellowstone, Silverbow, Gallatin, Broadwater counties, and two people in Missoula County had tested presumptively positive for COVID-19. They're all at home in isolation, recovering. Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian says he's one of the cases. He believes he contracted the virus during a Board of Regents meeting in Dillon earlier this month, attended by more than 100 education officials from around the state. Governor Steve Bullock ordered public schools to close for 2 weeks starting today to slow the illness's spread. Multiple tribes have declared states of emergency and called for members to limit off-reservation travel. Cindy Farr says the Missoula County Health Department is having difficulty hiring nurses to help with coronavirus response. She urged employers to immediately develop COVID-19 contingency plans.
If you have the ability to help your staff practice social distancing by, you know, working from home, especially if they're in those higher risk age groups, we are definitely encouraging that employers really think about that, because those are some of the ways that we're going to slow the spread.
Officials say an early response could, quote, flatten the curve, unquote, or slow the virus's spread and alleviate demands on healthcare providers and facilities, resulting in fewer fatalities. Officials recommend avoiding groups of 50 or more people, giving yourself a 6-foot personal bubble, and washing hands frequently to the tune of Happy Birthday sung twice. And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for You Early Birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.